Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Happy Thanksgiving, Bass Galaxy. Hello. How are you? Yes. This is the gratitude for the Bass Friendsgiving special. That's right. It's a Friendsgiving special. Gratitude for the bass tonight. Pretty stoked about all that. There's a lot of things going on in bass fishing right now, and a lot of it seems to be stemming towards the negative. And we want to bring you tonight, Bass Galaxy, positivity. Positivity in bass fishing and gratefulness. We are grateful for this fish. And we have gathered together some guests tonight that are going to push the P, the positivity tonight. First up, John Cox coming on the show tonight, Bass Galaxy. Yes, Johnny Cox. And a mystery guest right on with John. Yeah. Wait till you see this one. You see that one. After that, the one and only Seth Fighter himself. Yes. The Dirty Llama. Seth Fighter's coming on. And his bud, Maddie Robertson. Everyone's bud. Everybody loves Maddie. Maddie's coming on tonight. So we're excited about this. And again, the purpose of this episode is for us to remember that we're here because of a fish. You know what I mean? And that's the whole deal. We're grateful and giving thanks tonight on Stray Cast. Speaking of grateful and giving thanks, you know, we got worked up tonight on the chat board. You know what Rockin' Shoal Fantasy, J.R. Ewing's got going on? Give it up for J.R. Ewing. Hello. Rockin' Shoal Fantasy, he's got 3 like and share contests tonight. For you, the Bass Galaxy, out of giving thanks tonight for you. First one up, a Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey pack from Luke Foley and Tin Cup Whiskey. Like and share the live Facebook feed for your chance. The second up is a one and only Pedro Fighter official rock. Compliments of Pedro Fighter. Yeah. Pedro's giving up a Thanksgiving. Lucky rock. Pocket rock. And Patterson over at Sims is giving away one of these cool little hoodie deals. A Zip hoodie. There it is. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Take it off of private. Our mystery guest is going to announce the Sims package tonight. Seth will be announcing the rock. And Matthew will be announcing the Tin Cup Whiskey. So listen for your name in the broadcast for your chance to win 3 beautiful Thanksgiving prize packs tonight. You know who's a real prize? Bass Galaxy? The most prized producer in all of the Bass Galaxy. It's the one and only Andrew Ullenberger. He's a ginger ninja. Andy! I can't hear you. You're muted. It's just like as an,
yeah. There you go.
There's Andy. Hello, Andy. Happy Thanksgiving, Andy.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
I like your Thanksgiving motif behind you.
Yes. Always festive.
Yeah, and you look good in the Sims flanny. By the way, Andy, we are you and I share this commonality of awareness that we are basically here because of a fish.
Yeah, for sure.
And we talk about it often. And Andy, I got to ask you, what are you most grateful for that this fish has brought you in your life?
I would say all the relationships, whether it's be family time, going on trips with buddies, meeting all the people, going to the events. It's you never get that back, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
We never know where we're going to end up, which makes it even better. It's wild.
And I watch you sometimes, like you'll be back there at the producer booth and you'll be running a test with Bill Dance or Rick Klun. And like, you're like you're telling them what to do.
Yeah.
would little
it's really bizarre.
Yeah, little redheaded Andy in the Lake George Canal would have never thought about that, would he?
No.
Or maybe dreamed of it in a different capacity, perhaps.
Yeah. it's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that a fish brings opportunities to schlubs like us. You know what I mean? Let's be real, Andy. We're just regular dudes, man. We're not pro anglers, and we've been blessed with opportunities here. And man, one of the great things that that this fish has brought us is the Bass Galaxy, man. Like everybody that comes together to glorify the bass, man, in this Bass Galaxy. That's amazing what has happened here. The viewers and listeners of Stray Casts, we are so grateful for you. I mean, unreal. Also the people that watch us fish on the gram and stuff. Thank you.
Or other places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stop the binoculars out. Andy, and I am grateful for you, bud. I want to tell you, I really am. You make this thing happen. I got the gift of gab. That's what I have, I guess they tell me. But you're able to piece this whole thing together. And I thank you for that. Again, the sacrifices you make. And I know the whole Bass Galaxy is grateful that you bring them this podcast on the Facebook, on the StrayCast.net, on the YouTube. And then it's on the podcast the same night. Every podcast platform you can think of, Andy has this thing on.
It's all for them, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, really, that's why we did this, Andy. That's why we started this, to bring the Bass Galaxy a different view of the anglers and the fish that they cherish. And and so far, so fun. you know what I mean? So far, so fun.
Thankful for you, but don't let yourself slip out of that one.
I don't know, man.
They loves you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you, Andy, for putting that birthday post up last week and all that too. The Bass Galaxy flooded with accolades on that. Yep. So thank you, Andy. It felt pretty real awesome. Nice. And I know you're uncomfortable with this, so you can just get out of here. Well,
I'm out of here. Later.
Hey, give me some cool music, some of that cool producer music, and I want to talk to some of our advertisers. There's no commercials tonight. Yeah. None. We're not playing commercials.
Moving on.
I'm going to tell you a couple things, and we're going right into the show tonight. It's a little special deal. We weren't even going to do a show tonight. We decided to. But Abu Garcia and Berkeley, thank you so much. Brad and all the folks over there, we appreciate you. Thanks for what you do for the Bass Galaxy and Stray Cast because of this fish. Alpha Angler, Jake, Brandon, Pops, you guys are amazing. CalSAC Bass, Dave Figley, thank you. Crestliner, Floating, Bob's Jack Plate, Jacked Up, Impulse Lithium, Line and Lure, Omnia, Black Friday Special, Omnia. Check them out. Amazing. Power pole up and down for pleasure. Sims, thank you, Patterson. And again, like and share Facebook feed tonight for a Sims hoodie. That's right. White River Knives. White River Knives /Stray. The finest custom knives on the planet. Tin Cup. Or wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. Waterland Sunglasses. Dude, I don't know what else to tell you. You guys know JP High? I gave JP High a pair of Waterlands. He put them on. He said, these are better than my regular prescription glasses. He means reading glasses, whatever that means, but it's JP High. Waterland, Zach, and everybody over there, thank you so much. And this guy, it's him. It's the Whiskey Gypsy. We are grateful for that this fish has brought us the one and only Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy.
Going on?
What's up, Foles? This is the Gratitude for the Bass Friendsgiving special on Stray Cast.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this tonight. How's everybody doing?
I think they're doing good. They're not going to answer you. You know that. But
well,
we're doing great, Foles.
Yeah,
we're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving.
They're doing
good. That's the thing about this. You can't get any feedback, you know. I don't know how feedback is in
your brain. That's the beautiful part, Mr. Foley. And I see you're sipping on a little tin cup bottle of whiskey. Right, yeah.
I am. I'm doing my usual old fashioned. I'm out to eat with some friends tonight, and I'm hanging out by the bathroom because the restaurant's kind of loud.
Yeah, I'm going over under. I think you're usually out to eat, what, 6-7 nights a week?
Four.
Okay, four.
It's the life of a liquor man.
Yeah, I bet you're the whiskey gypsy, bud. I don't know what to tell you. You are the whiskey gypsy and Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey every week here on Straycast in conjunction with Luke Foley brings you the Bass Galaxy, the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey word of the week. And when you hear a word, you take a little sippy sippy. It can be a little cafe cone leche. It can be in a nice cold Coca-Cola, or it can be Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, the official brown liquor of Bass. And hey, Luke, what's the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey word of the week?
You guys have already touched on it a little bit. Let's go with thankful or grateful. Any gratitude. Take a sip. Nobody's working tomorrow.
Everybody's tomorrow. Off. But you might have to call people off still. Foley does that. Just direct message.
Which I'll do.
But hey, tomorrow's Thanksgiving falls, and you're right. So, you know, but just make sure you're up in time to do what you got to do.
Right? Exactly. You can't miss that family gathering.
Hey, Foles, we got three deals going on tonight. Again, you're giving away the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey Extravaganza Pack Thanksgiving edition. I think it's a pumpkin latte spice tin cup whiskey, isn't it?
It's something like that.
Not really. That's something we made.
No.
Matt likes that flavor.
I don't know. I mean, he's lost a lot of weight. He's looking good. He's doing a lot of things.
He's svelte.
He might be doing pumpkin spice.
Matt,
every time he posts, Courtney comments on how good he looks and how much weight he's lost.
You better watch Courtney around him. Yeah. I watch Matt around Courtney. I mean,
Matthew's
like that. Matt and Seth are coming on. Your whiskey team, and we're pretty excited about that. And Johnny Cox, you love John.
I do. I love all three of these guys. I'm really looking forward to the show tonight.
Dude, Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, like and share pack. Also, here's your deal. Well, you already have one. But Pedro Fighter, official Lucky Rock. Also, we have a Sims hoodie. You can win a Sims hoodie tonight. Foles, like and share the live Facebook feed. That's all you got to do. Foley, wait till you see the surprise guest that we have for John Cox tonight.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. That's all I got.
Usually you give me an inside tip on who's coming on, but I don't know. I don't know who's
coming on. The only person that knows is
Andy.
And Maddie. Maddie knows.
All right.
And I know because I did it. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Foley.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to the Bass Galaxy. I love you guys.
Dude, we're so grateful for you. For real, man. Like, you have done so much in the last 3 years for the sport of bass fishing, more than many realize. Through the conservation efforts, through the brand recognition, through the helping of anglers, through the good, positive presence in the Bass Galaxy. We thank you, Luke Foley, Whiskey Gypsy. You are the Whiskey Gypsy. You are. Yes, you are. Thanks, Foley.
Well, thank you. Thanks for saying that. It's been great to see how everybody's reciprocated and, you know, reach out to me and buy the brand and talk about the brand. And I love everybody, and life is good right now. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Foles, and you can't even go into a gosh dang Circle K without having to sign autographs.
Oh, I don't know if it's that bad, but I've met
in Japan. In Japan, at least, where we're huge. That's true.
A liquor store.
Hey, all right, Foley. And when you're Black Friday shopping tomorrow, Friday, whatever the heck day it is, go to omniafishing.com and buy stuff.
But of course, I will. I'm gonna put in an order for Pete with Pete.
Then you get your Pete discount.
There you go.
Hey, Foley, thank you. We're putting the power poles down for like seconds, right, Andy? I think seconds. There's no commercials tonight. We're coming right back. The Straycast gratitude for the Bass Friendsgiving Thanksgiving extravaganza. Foley, thanks, bud. Love you.
Happy See you guys. Love you guys. Happy Peace. Thanksgiving, everybody. Peace. See ya. Bye.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show, commercial free, uninterrupted. Here he is, the Sultan of Florida Swing, the handyman, Mr. Smiles, Johnny Cox. Hello, John. Happy Thanksgiving.
Man, I wasn't ready for that. I was kind of, I mean, jumped right into it.
Yeah, well, I wasn't ready either, honestly. Andy's at home. I called up Andy and I'm like, Andy, there's I don't feel good about a lot of things in the Bass Galaxy right now. I sense a disturbance in the force, and that force is that disturbance is negativity, John. Mm-hmm. And I called to action, super positive people like yourself to spread the message of glee, cheer, and goodness on this Thanksgiving and gratitude for the bass. Andy has you in his coxie. Do you see that? It's on the screen. It says Coxie. Yeah.
That's what my baseball coach called me all through high school.
That is awesome. Hey, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving, John?
I think we're going to probably see my parents in the morning for a little bit and then go to Melissa's brother's house. That's where we usually have Thanksgiving over there. So
okay.
No big plans, but
well, I tell Red I said hi, Red. Tell everybody I said hi over there.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Andy, how are you doing back there? Because we're just going to keep this thing going, right, Andy? I don't know if Andy is in the stream.
Yep, we're good to go. He's here.
Okay, Andy, let's go. Let's just do this. John, close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only.
Man.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Shaw Grigsby, Bass Galaxy. Give it up for Shaw.
Oh,
how you doing, John?
Josh, my all-time hero right now. I'm nervous now. I wasn't nervous. I'm nervous now.
I told you, his hands are sweaty. I can feel it from here.
I know. I'm like,
we're in Chicago.
Josh.
Sean, man, welcome back to the Straight Cash Show, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. I can tell you, John is my hero. That's for daggum sure. Right? Anybody that can go out and go fishing and catch what he catches and just, I mean, over and over and over. And you know, he's what we would call the epitome of a true professional. It doesn't matter where, when, how, why. I'm going fishing. I'm going to fish this tournament. Doesn't matter what organization, how it is. I want to be out there. I want to go out and have fun. And the man is amazing. So, yeah, he's definitely my hero.
Wow. He's a derber. He's a derber, Shaw.
Yes, he is. I mean, half the time he doesn't even turn on his electronics and he goes out there and just whacks everybody. I mean, we're all like
time
sonar and picking them out. Look at this one. And he's like over there, putting no one in the boat. No one in the boat. No one in the boat. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. And John and I have had many conversations in and out of the boat about how much you mean to him, Shaw. We don't use the word influence on Straight Cash Show. We use the word inspirer.
Right.
And actually, both of you gentlemen are grand inspirations to the entire Bass Galaxy. You're both very aware that we are here because of a fish. And
Yes. You're
grateful for that. Both you guys, I can't tell you. Anytime I have an encounter with you, Shaw, I leave smiling. Anytime I have an encounter with you, Johnny, I leave smiling. And what a great commonality and how important that is to the Bass Galaxy that you two share that common trait to express that positivity.
We definitely have the passion.
Oh yeah. And I honestly watched Shaw so much growing up that I was like, man, he loves it, you know? And I always try to put like, I need to love it as much as Shaw does, because if I don't, it's not going to work, you know, and I did. I mean, you know, I still love it to this day, you know, and it's just really cool that, you know, you're able to go fishing and have that excitement. I mean, you know, to roll out of bed and go out there and And I got to thank Shaw. I'm going to thank Shaw in front of everybody here. I tried so hard to get an alligator, like, for, like, weeks and weeks. Shaw said, just work it like a topwater. You know, the big, you know, we were throwing a beef lung out there. And I'm like, really? Move it? And I mean, I got one that night after I talked to him. So I knew I should have called him sooner.
We share other passions also.
$50 yeah. Gator snatchers.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so ate up with it. I did it a long time ago, and then, man, I just, it like, the whole passion for it started all over again when I started going this year.
Yeah, and I relate. I spent some evenings in Loxahatchee, if you guys know where that is, doing way back in the day, doing a little gator wrestling at night, you know what I mean? Hey, but what's going on, Shaw? What are you doing this Thanksgiving? What's happening at the Grigsby family?
Well, I'm going to be heading over to my sister's house. We lost the matriarch of the family. My mom died. She was 97, and she died in July right after I cast. Okay, and so it's a little different this year to not go over to her house and you know, or to get all together. So we'll be going over to my sister's house. It'll be just big family get together, and that's awesome. And it's really good. I mean, anytime you spend time with family is special. And, you know, we lost my mom in July, but the good thing is, you know, that we spend a lot of time together. She lived here for almost a year, so we got a lot of time together. And you just always ought to spend time with your family because you never know when they're going to be gone.
That's so true, Shaw. Hey, Shaw, Thanksgiving is a special time for family, like you said. And I'm sure your mom, being the matriarch of the family, was just a heck of a cook. What was the food she made? That what were you looking forward to that your mom would make at Thanksgiving?
She made everything. She did a great turkey. But so here it is, Pat. She's from Germany.
Okay, cool.
And we would eat everything. I mean, everything. Okay. So I've had everything from tongue and brain and, I mean, that's just in Germany, they would use every part of an animal. So I've eaten it all.
And John wants to use that for gator bait right now.
And now we didn't eat the lung. That's for sure. So we can say that to John.
But what was the dish, Shaw? Like, what would you look forward to? Mom's cooking every Thanksgiving, something special she made consistent.
Well, it's this time of year. She'd do the turkey. That was her big thing. She'd do the turkey. But, you know, green bean casserole. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, heaven. And and then, of course, this is starting to Christmas, too, guys. And she would make cookies for everybody. And so it was a fun time of year right around now. So.
Mama Grigsby's cookies. I can smell them now.
She used to cook a bunch of cookies, meringues, and send them out on tour with me. And all kinds of people learned to make them from her. They say, "Oh, those are so good!" And so they call Mom.
Nice. Uh-oh, Shaw froze up on us a second. Oh, there he is. Shaw's back.
I'm back.
Yeah. You went robot. Hey, Shaw, why are you grateful for this fish? I mean, obviously you make a living out of it, but like, think about it, but think about why you're really grateful.
It's such an amazing profession, not just the fish, but the profession to do this. This is one huge family. And I mean, just like John and all the other guys that are out there pursuing it, man, when we get together, we have fun. We can compete against each other. But when you're not out there competing, you're brothers. You know, you're just good friends, good brothers. And to me, that's special. And that's really what life's about is, you know, sharing good times, spending good times together, making memories. And that little fish brings us together on all levels. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. You know, you could be the richest guy in the world. Doesn't matter. You could be a poor guy. Doesn't matter. That fish brings you all together. You can be from a whole different country, brings you together. And so it's just a tremendous sport. I love it because there's no male, female, there's no black, white, there's no nothing. It's the fish doesn't know who you are. So everybody gets to compete, whether you're, you know, 18 years old and you're out there, or 16, man, these guys now starting in junior clubs and junior high, and then they go all the way, you know, to Rick Klund. And I remember Homer Circle, one of the great.
Yeah. Homer, riders. Uncle Homer. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Homer. I mean, he did it till he was 90 something and until he couldn't do it anymore. You know, Glenn Lau would pick him up, put him in a boat and go fishing. So what an awesome sport is that? And that gets you outside. It gets you to see real life, real things, gators swimming beside the boat.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's fantastic. There truly is. I don't know that there's a sport that encompasses the world quite like fishing does.
It's true. And John and Sean, it seems, now I'm hypersensitive to bass fishing because I'm addicted to it. It's all I do. If I don't catch fish, I'm not happy. And when I'm not doing something that's not about fishing, I'm not happy. Okay.
Right.
It's, and the fish makes me happy. But here's what I notice, guys. I'm hypersensitive to it. And right now, I notice a lot of negativity in the sport. Do you guys feel it too? I don't know, man. Is it just me or is there too much emphasis? There's a meter and everything, right? You know, anything over half is like is pretty good a lot of times. But then when you get under that, and it seems like the negativity is tilting towards the under instead of the over. Do you guys feel it or what? Do you feel it or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not just fishing. It's like the whole world right now is pretty
is that
pretty
what it
messed
is?
Up. I mean, let's just be honest. Is? I mean, okay. You can see it in people driving. You can see it when you try to talk to somebody. You know, there's a lot going on. I don't know. I think it's just a whole, like, you know, everything's just been kind of, you know, everything's been off kind of.
So it kind of cycles in to the fishing industry.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess just all around everybody's been kind of off, but that's why everybody needs to get out there and go fishing. I mean, that's what, you know, right after Thanksgiving, there's a whole bunch of us going. We're going on a big Shiner trip. I think there's like three or four boats, and we're all going to go. I mean, the very next day we're going. And so, I mean, that, like Shaw said about, that what's really cool about the whole fishing thing is a complete stranger can get in your boat and you guys are brothers or sisters at the end of the day.
Exactly.
It just opens up, it's like you've known that person, for your whole life, and that's what I really love about it. And,
Pat, I totally agree. And I'm 100% with John on that. It's kind of been stirred up through politics and stuff. And it's really a very negative thing that's happened to the world. So it's not just America. It's all over happening. And it's really sad to see because we all have so much in common and so many good things, and we really care for other people. And that's important. And I think people do lose sight of it, and they let things influence them that they shouldn't. And so, yeah, I think it's sad. I think this industry is one big brotherhood, and to have squabbles within it, it's kind of like having squabbles within your family off and on. But the one thing that's for sure is that the anglers, I mean, they love each other. They enjoy being with each other. It doesn't matter what tour John fishes. John and I are still buddies, no matter what. And so, there's a lot of tension between circuits, and I don't think there should be. The whole thing about the circuits is to give the anglers more of an opportunity. We went from having, maybe 100 on the FLW side and 100 on the bass side to having, 300 or 400 or 500 people now that are professionals out there. So, what a great opportunity it's been, and yet people tend to want to make some negatives out of it. So, the bottom line is, man, bass fishing is incredible. It is an incredible thing that can bond us together, and we need to remember that. And this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for all my brothers and sisters and people out there that just love fishing, because that's special.
Heck yeah, that is. Well said, Mr. Grisby. Well said. Yes. That's for sure. Pretty cool, man. You guys are lucky though, here in the Chicagoland area. I mean, I you were talking about fishing here. here, we're not going to be doing much fishing. It's a little chilly, I think, this thing, unless we're going to go chasing salmonoids or something or perches out there. But I'm sure you guys have a fond Thanksgiving fishing memory. You got one, John? You got one?
Oh, gosh. I mean, one that comes to my head was one of my buddies, James Charlesworth, came down. And he was like, man, let's get up early. We got, you know, we're going to get into this. I think it was Turkey Lake. We had to give the guy like $100 to get in, and we could drive into the apartment complex and put in. We're like, oh, a couple hours. So I get my brother up. I get his friend. We all go down there, think we're going to smash him. And we caught one fish that morning before Thanksgiving.
That's your Thanksgiving bass.
Yeah. But I mean, it was cool to get the, you know, James Charlesworth is kind of like my big brother, and it was like had my brother and then one of his friends. So it was cool just being out there, even though, you know, we had like such high expectations. And then we got out there and it was like, wow, we got one bite, you know, and then had to race to Thanksgiving dinner.
That's awesome. How about you, Shaw?
Well, I can, you know, I don't fish much on Thanksgiving, but I can tell you it was getting down to, you know, the last times, the days that you could film at the end of the year for doing one more cast. And I needed a show. And, you know, as it gets colder, sometimes it gets a lot harder. So we actually filmed on Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
And got a show down by Tampa with a buddy. And I just still can't believe he came out on Thanksgiving morning and filmed with us. But we came back and had Thanksgiving dinner. But anyway, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, I actually filmed. We caught some trout, maybe a little grouper and some other little fish. But it was just a saltwater show, just mishmash, put it together and go. And so, yeah, that's a, you know, I don't get to fish much on Thanksgiving because usually we're, you know, now we have gone duck hunting in the mornings on Thanksgiving.
Of course, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Done that, yep. And then gotten back by noon and get going. Yeah.
I know you have. Hey, and tonight this is kind of a pop-up show and moving it through. And we do have from the cool people at Sims a giveaway from Patterson and Peter. I don't know. Did one of you guys get the winner's name?
Did you get it, Shaw?
I don't know if he texted it to you or not.
Oh, I got the winner.
Oh, there it is. It's coming through now. I hear it. Look at science.
Anyway, it is Al, and I believe because it's gone off my phone, it came up there in a pop-up, so I'd have to swipe you off. Let's see if I can do that. Are you still there?
I'm here.
We can still see you.
Yeah. Okay, you still see me. Okay, I'm going to go to my text message.
Oh, we lost gone. Shaw.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, okay, Shaw, okay. He's back.
It's Al Snell.
Al Snell. You're the winner, Al Snell.
Nice.
Heck yeah, you won a Sims deal. Just a direct message to Straycast Facebook. Attention, Rock and Shoal Fantasy, J.R. Ewing.
Nice. Yes,
hey,
Big Al won it.
Big Al did it. He swept it, Shaw. He swept it. Hey, we got some cool people coming up here next, and we're moving it right along. And Shaw, we're going to ask you to hang out a minute. But Johnny, I know you got some family stuff going on, and we wish the fondest our finest of Thanksgiving to you and the family, you and Melissa and the girls and everybody.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate
John, thanks, man. We are so grateful for you in the Bass Galaxy. I got to tell you, John.
Oh, thanks. I'm grateful for you guys. And, man, Shaw, thanks for coming on, man. Honestly, when I knew someone was coming on and Pat's like, you know, he wouldn't tell me. I just was going through my head. I was like super, a complete surprise.
He thought it was his dad, Red.
Oh, thanks, Shaw. You too. Yeah, I thought you were gonna have Red on. I was like, oh God, what stories is he gonna tell? Oh God. That's for another time.
Oh gosh. Oh man. All right. Well, Johnny, happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you soon.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's John Cox. Andy, how are you doing? We're rolling it right along. Shaw, it's so nice to have you back.
Man, I tell you, it's good to be back. Absolutely.
And look who we have with us now. Speaking about good to be back, it's the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Thanksgiving, Seth Fighter.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, you got a duck on your head.
Yeah, a few of them. We're just hanging out.
Well, Seth, I think you realize now why I asked you to come on with our mystery guest for a minute. You guys both have the most glorious, luxurious mustaches in the sport of bass fishing. That commonality is outstanding.
I got about half of what Shaw has, but I'm working on it. It gets a little thicker every year.
He's got that BME, that big mustache energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That thing's impressive.
He has the stash.
Both of you guys. And again, Shaw, just like you, we bring Seth Fighter to the Bass Galaxy tonight because whether he knows it or not, he's a positive influence and inspirer to the Bass Galaxy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys all bring smiles to people's faces and mustaches to people's faces. You guys do influence people or inspire people to grow mustaches. You know that. I see long hair and mustaches in bass fishing. Yeah.
There's some good ones out there. Some of them shouldn't do it, but at least they try. You know what I mean?
Andy, is everything good? Is that?
I like yeah, we're ready. Other thing too.
Okay, well, we have a special treat for the Bass Galaxy tonight. Since we have Shaw and Seth together, we're gonna have a little flavor saver standoff, and this is gonna be decided by it says Seth's daddy on him. Who is this, Matt? What is going? Wait, hold on. Where did it go? I don't know what happened. All right, we had him first.
He ain't my daddy.
You better talk to the producer about that. And let's
he's
get,
doing that on his own, bud.
Oh, he did that. Oh, okay. We lost him. Where is he?
He's got that Kentucky Wi-Fi, bro.
He's on the road.
Right, yeah, he might be my auntie, but he definitely ain't my daddy.
Well, he is our celebrity judge in the Flavor Saver standoff. And where is this kid? I don't know. Seth, what's going on around the Fighter House for Thanksgiving?
We're doing a brunch with Dayton's dad, and then I'm cooking some fish for Gigi, great grandma.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Your famous battered fish.
Yeah.
What do you got? Some sockeye? Some crappie?
We got some walleye, courtesy of Kyle.
Oh,
yeah.
Shaw loves walleye.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
I saw that episode. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Matt Robertson. Matthew Robertson on him. Hello, Matt. Can you hear us, Matt? He's just posing. Do you guys see him posing? He can't hear us. There he is. Can you hear us, Matt?
All right, I got you now.
There he is, Matt Robertson. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Thanksgiving special.
Hey.
Hi. Matt?
Got some crap signal, pal.
Oh, okay. Well, it's at least we can see you right now. Anyway, say hi to Shaw Grigsby, Matt.
I don't know if I got you.
This is kind of like one of those.
I think we got you now.
You got us now, Matt?
I see how Shaw moving around.
Do you see your buddy Seth?
What's up, Maddie?
Okay. This is getting incredibly awkward. Yeah, Matt Robertson is driving home for Thanksgiving. And we seem to be losing him. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll bring Matt back here in a second. We'll keep working on that. He's driving. I know he went to pick up his son and he's heading back for Thanksgiving. But I mean, we can get the deal rolling. We can get the Flavor Saver standoff going.
I'm here. You ain't getting nothing going.
Oh, up there. Okay. I like it, Maddie. I like it. Turn it up and speak loud, Matt. You are the official celebrity judge of the Flavor Saver standoff. And what that is, it's Shaw Grigsby versus Seth Ryder. Okay. Now, Seth, can you get a little closer to the cam by any chance? Yeah. We need to see that that luxurious broom. And Matt, what do you got in mind for these guys?
Okay, I got a few poses I need out of you. I need to see y'all. So are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Get your mocklin ready. All right. I need you to see your left side.
Left side, boys.
You know, like side profile? It's hard for me to see the.
Yeah, side profile.
Oh, okay, Shaw's nailing it, man.
Right?
I feel like I'm getting my jail picture taken.
It's just you're just remembering a little bit of the past. It's okay. Okay, now I need you all to kind of wiggle your mustache, like wiggle your nose side to side, kind of like the Bewitched thing. See what you got.
This isn't even a contest. Shaw's got like three times as much mustache as I do.
It's just I'm an old guy.
It's actually feathered.
A long time.
It's mustache. Thick, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no way he could lose a front tooth. Like hockey puck, hockey stick, someone punch him in the mouth. There's no way no way you're knocking out his front tooth. Never happened.
That's outstanding.
Okay. Now. Y'all seen Zoolander? You know his pose was Magnum.
Yeah.
All right. Or Blue Steel. I need you all to show me your best pose and tell me the name of it. Go ahead, Seth. You can go first.
I can't think of a name, but I can do the Zoolander, I think.
All right. Let's see it. Let's see your Blue Steel.
That's it. It's not that impressive.
He made fish lips.
Isn't that what he does? I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
This is like right up Matt's alley. I can tell. He's having flashbacks of wilder times.
Shaw, go ahead.
Like, I kind of think he's into this. I'm kind of worried, you know. Like, he's probably screen recording this. He's gonna watch this later after his girlfriend goes to bed.
I don't know.
Don't even do it, Sean. You know what's gonna happen later. I wouldn't even do it, Sean.
Sean, you gotta do it.
Well, I can give you a fish lips. Because, you know, pretty much that's all we do is fish. Now, I'm not a Jimmy Houston. Right, I don't suck face with them.
Okay. All right. We'll go with fish lips.
Okay. There it is. All right. It's just all mustache again. That's it.
Well, I do believe I have decided. And the results are in. And sorry, I promise this is an unbiased opinion. But I believe Shaw is the winner because I think he can tickle a fancy a little bit better with his mustache.
He's a fancy tickler. Shaw Grigsby, you have won the Flavor Saver standoff. We know that. Shaw's a legend of the sport, and so is his mustache. Seth is, dude.
I got no problem taking second to Shaw. Like, he could probably go to like real facial hair contests in like Germany and stuff and win.
Yeah, he could. He's got that German.
I bet you they got that over there.
Oh, they do. They do.
Shaw would have been in Tombstone if he'd, you know, tried out for it.
Yes, that's true.
No doubt.
Shaw, thank you so much for your positive inspiration to the sport of bass fishing. And again, every time that anyone is ever around you, they leave smiling. And that's a beautiful attribute to have. And again, thank you so much, Shaw. Let's do a show together soon. What do you think?
That would be enjoyable. And listen, you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Enjoy family And, you know, it's just great to have family and friends. That's what life's about.
There it is. Bass Galaxy, give it up one more time for the one and only Shaw Grigsby. Thank you, Shaw. Talk to you soon. Peace. That's awesome. Holy cow. Shaw Grigsby. I love seeing Shaw. Don't you, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah, Shaw's
sale. Every time. Hey, brothers, happy Thanksgiving. It's happy. I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we even though we're not like physically together right now, it's been a while since all three of us have conversed. We used to have phone calls together every morning. Seth, before Matt was a star, he literally used to call us 17 to 18 times a day, Seth Fighter, and you know that.
Close, yeah.
It wasn't far off. I mean, we'd have three ways all the time.
Yeah, by me. Oh, where'd Matt go? Matt's gone now again. Oh, there he
there
is.
He is.
He's back.
Yeah,
he's
I had back. A phone call come through. I hit the FU button, you know.
But hey, guys, I mean, again, I bring you both here because whether you know it or not, you're very positive influences in the sport of bass fishing. And you guys are hypersensitive to the sport as well. In fact, you guys, I'm a little more compassionate maybe to the sport and some of the things that go on, but you guys are more no nonsense fighter. You're 100% F you if it ain't the way that we know it should be, let's put it that way. And, you know, how am I trying to say this? You guys have the capability of making people happy and not knowing it. Do you know that as professional anglers? Do you guys realize that about yourselves?
I don't know. I guess.
Kinda.
Okay. Now, I don't think there's any anglers that make people sad, but I think there's a lot of anglers that might leave people indifferent and not leaving a so after you speak or after you do a post or something else, people usually leave with good feelings after they see things from you, gentlemen. And that's important in today's day and age of bass fishing when there seems to be a negative overtone. But as Shaw and Johnny said, it seems to be the world maybe kind of dealing with that thing right now. And the bass fishing industry is kind of suffering the repercussions, but what I'm saying is thanks for that, boys. Thank you for doing what you guys do, you know?
You're welcome. You're very welcome. The whole bass fishing world is welcome from me and Seth, right, Seth?
Yep.
And I'm happy that you guys are buds. You've always been buds, but I'm happy you guys are on the mends. We won't get into all that, but I'm happy things are going and you guys are getting into the 24 season and getting back at bassing real quick. But I mean, the point of the matter is through everything, you boys are always giving thanks. You know, you're here because of a bass. Seth, you've said, man, I don't even have a real job, dude.
Yeah.
How many times have you said that? You're like, I'm just lucky there's a bass.
Yeah. I haven't worked in like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't even know anymore.
And like, and I've been around you, and Matt, I've been around you, and I've been around myself, and because of a bass, honestly, we get to live a version of a rock star lifestyle. Not gazillions of dollars, but in what I mean is we kind of do what we want when we want. Do you know?
Yeah.
But keep it proper. But keep it proper. And that's what you boys do. What's a solution to overcome some of the negativity that surrounds bass fishing right now? How do we get people to remember that they're here because of a bass, Matt Robertson?
I think just forget about all the stuff in the industry and all the BS and just go fishing, man. You know, maybe put the tournament fishing aside and just go fishing for fun. even now it's even hard for me to do, you know?
Yeah, it is sometimes. What about you, Seth? I know you feel the pinch sometimes. How does the Bass Galaxy stay positive?
I mean, just focus on the good.
Okay.
Don't worry about the other stuff.
But it's everywhere. How do you tune it out? If you go on the gram, you hear bitching.
That's the problem.
How do you
turn
tune it
the
out?
News, get off your phone and go bass fishing.
Bro, there it is. That's what we need to do more, man. Yeah. And show the cool stuff, you know?
Stay off the phone for sure.
Yeah. I mean, go bass fishing. It's a catch 22 because guys like us make part of our living from a phone. You know what I mean? But
fair enough.
You know what I mean? But it's like, there's got to be a time and a place. And I think everyone needs to find that that middle ground. Just fish to fish. I've seen you just flop back 5 pounder, flop back 4 pounder, flop back 4 pounder, flop back 4 pounder, flop back 4 pounder. Meanwhile, there'd be other people like myself. Take a picture of this one. Hey, let's get a video of this one. Meanwhile, you're just jacking 7 4-pounders in a row, and I've only caught 3 because I'm videoing. But that's
pretty sure I saw that happen. You trying to take videos and him just keep on flipping in the middle for one, jacking them still.
Yeah, just still jacking them. And everybody needs to be more like that part of Seth Fizer, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know people don't believe this anymore with Instagram, but you can catch one and just drop it back in the lake. It is possible. Like, you don't need to put it in your live well and tote it around the lake all day and, you know, take a hero shot with 4 of them. You drove 100 miles around the lake. You can just catch one, unhook it, and drop it right in the lake and make another cast. No, I don't know if anybody believes me, but it is possible.
Seth's never sarcastic either. You know what I mean, Matt?
Never.
What are you doing? You went to pick up Cade, your son Cade, Matt? Where are you driving from?
Yeah, I picked up my son Cade. Now we're heading back. North Carolina for a few days. Gonna go to Kentucky on Friday and see my mom and whatnot. So yeah.
So I know Whataburger is a big sponsor of Bassmaster, and thank you, Ray Scott Stream and Bassmaster for realizing that we're here because of the bass and this allowing this platform. But how many Whataburgers could Cade eat, do you think, in one setting, if you had to put an over under on it? Kid eats everything.
Hey, pull up to the drive thru today. I'm like, you already eat? He's like, yeah. And I ordered me something. He's like, can you man double cheeseburger? I'm like, are you freaking kidding? Like, you just said you just ate. He said, I'm a growing boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
$30 worth of drive-thru food in an hour.
So you're getting some home cooking. Everybody's getting some home cooking tomorrow, right? Fighter's making fish, bud.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Fish fry. Yeah, fish fry with Gigi.
Nice. That'd be good.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving is a time where we all get to pig out. So, hey, Seth, so if you had to be like, all right, put it this way. If you had to pick a movie that kind of describes and I'm going to give you some movies here, and it kind of describes the Fighter family Thanksgiving. You got the horror movie Black Friday. Do you know what that is?
No.
The horror movie. Well, that's where, like, these aliens come down and make these people monsters, and then they just go terrorizing all the stores and looting and taking everything on Black Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not worth watching. But anyway, oh, by the way, OmniaFishing.com Black Friday special. See how we did that, Seth, right there?
Oh, yeah. We got some good deals, man.
Okay, also, how about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Maybe that might be more like it. Or how about, like, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving? Which one is more like a Fighter?
Oh, I don't know. It's changed a lot. It used to be pretty wholesome when I was a kid. Now
that's the Charlie Brown.
It's like 4 different celebrations every time. Just quick little in and out. I don't know.
Is it a horror movie, a comedy, and a wholesome family adventure?
It's more like Groundhog Day. I don't know.
I feel like I can peg it for both of us, Seth. It's like an episode of Shameless.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
An episode of Shameless.
Okay. Okay. Hey, so Matt, let's say that it's Brad Rutherford calls you up, your boss over there.
Yeah.
At Pure Fishing, and Mark and John, they all call you up and they're like, we have this celebrity that is going to come over for Thanksgiving dinner. We want you to entertain them for Thanksgiving dinner.
Celebrity?
And, yeah. And you know, if this celebrity comes, it's just going to be a all kinds of chaos and hell's going to break loose. Who's that celebrity that's coming over that's going to cause Thanksgiving chaos?
Like straight up celebrity coming.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could if you want to make it any turn you want. Who's the guest that's going to come over and cause chaos on Thanksgiving Day?
I would probably go one or two, either Kid Rock or Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm LOLing at the Billy Bob.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying, Billy Bob Thornton, you know. I mean, that'd be a hell of a time. It would be a catastrophe. But he'd probably fit right in, to be honest with you.
Okay, Billy Bob, that's pretty dang good, actually. That's
Bad Santa.
Yeah, and he has the same tattoo, one of the same tattoos as you. Did you know that, Matt?
What, a fidget spinner?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. So
Bass Fishing has brought you a lot of opportunities, Seth. I mean, rock star opportunities. And let's just say that you had the opportunity to bring one singer or actor to Thanksgiving dinner that was just going to impress your parents. Every child wants to impress their parents. Who would you bring to dinner at the Fighter household to impress Pedro and Ann? By the way, Pedro's giving away a Lucky Pocket Rock tonight, if you haven't liked
it. Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of those coming in at Omnia, too. I don't know how we're going to do it, but they will be somehow for purchase at Omnia Fishing. I don't know if you got to, like, buy something to get it, or how's it going to work?
They're changing. They're life-changing. I have both of mine here and one in my pocket.
But the first thing that popped in my head was Stevie Nicks. I don't know. I guess both my parents like the Fleetwood Mac. I'm not really, I don't know. I think most celebrities you probably wouldn't want to actually hang out with. You know what I mean?
It might be fun to have Stevie over.
I think my mom and dad both like her.
Yeah. What are you saying, Matt?
He's lying. He would straight up bring Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is it?
Come off his rocker for that one.
Justin Bieber. Pedro would be like, what is this guy doing here?
I think that's Maddie's guy. He made me a mixtape. It was all Justin Bieber. I just threw it out the window. It's terrible.
Hey, listen, you and Sean's the one doing fish lips.
Just Matt, for your twisted fantasy, Matt. You were the one requesting them, so we know who's gonna be rewatching this one later. As soon as he puts the kid to bed, you know what I mean? He's gonna tuck Kate in. He's gonna rewatch Straycast.
It looked awful natural, Seth. That ain't the first time you done that.
You boys.
Ain't the first time you made them fish flips.
Hey, all models do that. All right, Matt. Here, this is a good Matt question. You ready? So all your sponsors, Matt, you're making it. You insist on having a special Thanksgiving for them, and they want to cater it. But you're like, nope, there ain't no better cook in the whole Bass Galaxy than me. I'm cooking. All right. Which you would say. You would say that. And but they all come over and it's 5 minutes before serve dinner and you burn the heck out of it. You're not paying attention. You're on your cell phone doing math.
That's not happening, but
you're I'm done. Well, Matt, what do you do? You got 5 minutes to impress everybody, or else you look like a big dum-dum. What are you doing?
Throwing a 7 dozen shrimp in a pot, a bowl, and water, and making shrimp. It'd be done. That's all it takes, 5 minutes.
Okay, so you happen to have some shrimp, and you're saving the day with an unconventional shrimp Thanksgiving dinner.
Or ice cream. I mean, they just shrimp. Kind of made everyone loves ice cream.
Matt Robertson brings out shrimp and ice cream and saves the day. Yes. I don't know. I'll buy that one. I'll take that, Seth. Would you? I'd eat shrimp.
That was a good answer. Yeah.
That was really good answer.
Good move. I couldn't think of nothing.
Yeah. No, that was good, man. Shrimp and ice cream never misses.
Yeah.
It never misses. Hey, Seth, what's the first Thanksgiving you remember, bud? How old were you?
I don't know. I don't remember much. Like, people always say they like remember stuff when they're a little kid. I can't remember much before, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old.
You met your first outdoor adventure in Thanksgiving time, maybe?
No, some of the memory I can't even. used to go for walks with the cousins before Thanksgiving dinner when we were like 13.
Those walks before dinner, Seth, America. Yeah. Is so looking forward to those.
Just
you know what I mean?
Back in there and just hammer down.
Stuffing, everything. Mashed potatoes, stuffing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everyone in the family knew too. It's probably obvious, but yeah.
What about you, Manny?
I'm kind of a ham guy. Some ham, mashed potatoes.
That's the clip.
Yeah, yeah. That was perfect.
That was perfect.
Well,
he's just a ham guy. He's just a big ham guy over there.
Matt, you are my favorite ham guy. I'm being so serious.
Yeah, right,
like my favorite ham guy ever.
Oh yeah, huge ham guy.
Guys, I can't wait for 2024 with you guys on the road.
He answered that question like he just went for a walk with his cousins.
He sure did.
Jeez. You were on my freaking balls today, bud.
It's so good to have you guys reunited.
It is. It is. It's nice to rekindle the romance.
You guys are an important part of the best galaxy, man. What's new for 24? You guys, what do you got worked up? With anything exciting that you can tell us? And like any breaking news on Stray Cast?
I wouldn't call it breaking news.
What do you got? This year. You did what, Maddie?
We're gonna room together this year.
You're rooming together. And the Johnstons?
Yeah, we'll have them two knuckleheads.
They're so happy that you guys, you don't even know. They're so happy that you guys kissed and made up, the Johnstons. Well,
they'd be bored as hell without us.
They would. They would just go to their own rooms.
Yeah.
And then they would just yell at each other a little bit and call each other stupid, and then they go to their own rooms.
It's a little boring the last part of the season.
Reunited. Going to Texas this year first, boys.
Yeah.
I like it. So are we going to get together and go bassing in Texas together instead of Florida or what?
Good. I'll probably go down there a little bit before Dermot starts.
Matt's the rock star. Are you going to join us? Let's do it.
I don't know, man. I'm getting a little big for the band.
He's got ham to take care of. He's got ham to tend to.
He's just curing hams in his. He moved out of his trailer and gutted it, and he just cures hams in there now. It's a double wide smoker.
It's a ham curing vessel.
Single wide smoker, and you ain't getting no hams now.
It ain't spam. It's my trailer. It's full of ham. It's like a giant spam can.
It's all just baloney that he's trying to pass off as ham. Just Kentucky baloney everywhere.
Come one, come all. Edwin's got pecans. I mean, all these guys got stuff. Jimmy Houston, Peak, we got Onum Ham. Get a piece of Matt's ham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. he can get a big, like, cattle brander and scorch Onum into the ham.
Hey, and is Andy around? Where's Andy? Andy, are you around, sir? Do you have any kind of music, like commercial music? Because I want.
Here we go.
Yeah, you now, Matt. We're gonna jump ahead to the future. You got a big deal, and you got your own brand ham. I need you to do a Thanksgiving Matt Robertson Onum canned ham commercial on the spot, okay. Like Swindle would. Swindle does this shit excellent. You got to learn to do this. Let's do it. You ready? Is Ginge there? Is he got music? You ready?
No. Great audio. I'm not ready. Right now, that's some crap.
No, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Great ham Matt music.
Matt Robertson for Onum brand Thanksgiving hams. Here's Matt Robertson.
Hi, guys. I'm kind of a ham guy. There's smoke right in my single wide down homemade Kentucky hams. Come on down to the corner, pick them up out of the trailer.
Matt Robertson's hams. Matt Robertson, ThanksgivingHam.com. Act now while supplies last. There it is, the Matt Robertson Thanksgiving ham commercial. Yeah, you nailed it, Maddie.
That was the worst music I ever heard tonight. Ginge can do better next time.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of woodsy and hammy.
Yeah, I thought it was totally hammy. I can't believe you didn't tell everyone it was the best ham that's ever been created.
It's hand massaged ham.
Yeah.
Matt Robertson's hand massaged ham. We could do this forever, boys. Hopefully tonight we brought some good cheer to the Bass Galaxy. I'm so grateful for you boys. Thank you.
You know, Pat, I feel like that we shouldn't be the only grateful and thankful, you know, people out there. I feel like the Bass should be thankful.
Okay.
They should be thankful that we tournament fish, because the amount of bass that we would kill and eat if we didn't tournament fish, and we actually just went fishing and filleted every one of them, that they should be thankful that we tournament fish and throw them back.
You're actually right, and that's because of Ray Scott. So very profound in a Matt Robertson ham kind of guy way.
Man, really imagine Seth going out there and filleting everything we caught.
Dude, not. I mean, seriously, a lot of us, I mean, we catch fish. We're straight up bass killers. And fun fishing, you guys tournament fishing. Dude, think about so many people, all the proppers out there. If you're knocking the sides off them, there ain't no more bucket heads. There ain't no more smallmouths. That's pretty good, Matt. Pretty good.
I would destroy generations of bass if we fillet them. Destroy.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, guys, I know you guys all got Thanksgiving festivities going. I know Dayton's got stuff for you to do, Seth, and Matt, you got some driving to do, but I just want to thank you boys for taking time out of your evening here in this Thanksgiving holiday and showing your gratitude for the Bass and the Bass Galaxy. But before we go, we got to give away two deals. We're giving away Seth, you're going to give away the Pedro Rock, and Maddie, you got the tin cup. Yeah, so I think Gingy's going to text you the Pedro Rock.
I got it.
Okay, who is that, Seth? Who is the lucky winner for the Pedro Fighter Lucky Pocket Rock?
The winner is Brian Warner.
Brian Warner. Yes. Heck yeah, Brian, you won. You got a direct message, Rock and Shoal Fantasy, on the Straightcast book face page. And Maddie, you should have the tin cup. Winner compliments Tin Cup Whiskey and the Whiskey Gypsy Luke Foley, who's the lucky Tin Cup winner.
Jamie Cullen.
Jamie Cullen, you are the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey Thanksgiving Pack winner. There it is. There it is. All right, direct message, Rock and Shoal Fantasy. Any last words to the Bass Galaxy on Thanksgiving before we get out of here?
No, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with your family, and Yeah, that's about it.
Seth, you want to know one of my most favorite things that you ever said was that What's inspires that? Me? Catching fish fixes everything. And you're kind of right.
It does, for the most part. Almost everything.
That's true. Maddie, how about you? Any last wishes for the Bass Galaxy here on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, just happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate everything you got. And, yeah, man, that's about it. Going to go to, yeah, everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Hey, Matt, you want to know one of the most inspiring things you've ever said to me? I actually said it to the whole Bass Galaxy.
That's dangerous.
He said, I'm a ham kind of guy. I'm a ham guy. And that's words to live by for me. I'm going to be more hammy. I'm going to be inspired to be more hammy after this episode. He did it to himself, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Just like old times.
I like ham.
I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. That's Seth Fighter. That's Matt Roberts. I'm Pat Renwick. Andrew Ellenberger produced the hell out of this thing. Uncommercial, uninterrupted, whatever the hell that was. This has been Thanksgiving. Grateful for the Bass. Great guest. Hey, maybe we'll see you next week. Peace. I'm Pat Renwick. Thank you, guests. Thank you, Bass Galaxy. Thank you, Bassmaster. Thank you, advertisers. Peace, 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 peace. Your belly's full. That's fine. Love.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!